兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
高兴我们能够晚上聚集在教会来敬拜神。
It's wonderful that we can all gather here to worship God tonight.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考背叛的心，开应见的门这个题目。
And tonight I'd like to, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to share the topic of, the rebellious heart opens the gates of Hades. That's our mutual encouragement.
主耶稣的兄弟犹大，他在写犹大书的时候，他提到旧约三件事情。
And the brother of Jesus, Judah, when he wrote the book of Judah, he spoke of one thing.
三件事。
Three things.
那提到三个人物。
And he mentioned about three characters.
那他说他们有祸了。
And he said that woe to them.
我们来看犹大书第十一节。
Let's turn to Jude, verse 11.
犹大书十一节。
Jude, verse 11.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
And verse 11. Woe to them, they have taken the way of Cain. They haverushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
该隐的道路，我们都知道，这是自义的路。
And we know that the way of Cain is a way of self-righteousness.
他不服神的提醒。
And he did not care about the reminders of, from the Lord.
他认为他自己是很好的，应该礼物神要接受才对。
He think of himself that who is a good person and he should be accepted by God.
神拒绝了他的礼物，他就跟神变脸。
And God rejected his gifts, and so he turned his face away from God.
所以该隐也是算很勇敢，他敢跟神变脸。
And so we can say that Cain is courageous, that he is willing.
但是
capable of turning against the Lord.
他这个其实是无知的勇敢。
But yet this is a foolish courage.
最后他也是灭亡。
And so in the end, he perished.
那巴兰的错谬就是贪财。
And Balaam's error is that he seek for profits and money.
他为了得到财物，他不理会神的提醒。
In order to gain possession, he discard the reminder from the Lord.
所以巴兰的错误就是求利的道路。
And so his error is that the way that he want to gain possession.
Profit.
Or profit.
那当然我们知道最后巴兰也灭亡了。
And so we know at the end Balaam also perished.
第三个他提到说在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
And the third character, he mentioned that they have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
可拉的背叛就是在民数记十六章里面非常清楚的描述前因后果。
And Korah's rebellion is clearly recorded in the Book of Numbers, chapter 16.
那这也是我们今天读经的经文。
And this is also the tonight's passage.
我们今天的读经进度就是读民数记十六章。
And today, our Bible reading program is studying the book of Numbers, chapter 16.
不知道我们弟兄姐妹是不是已把它读过一次的。
I wonder if all of us have read the chapter once.
如果我们读过，我们就会发现可拉这个人，他的背叛真的让神做了一件新事。
And if we have read the passage, then we can see that God had done one new thing.
那这件新事就是地开口把他们活活吞下去了。
This new thing is that God opened an opening on the ground and to swallow all the people of Korah.
然后他们就活活的坠落阴间。
And they were cast down to the Hades alive.
然后，当他们被地吞下去的时候，地又把嘴巴合起来了。
When they were swallowed by the ground, and immediately after the mouth of the ground was closed.
这是一个特殊的事情，这是神奇妙的作为。
This is a miraculous sign.
可是当时候以色列全会众他们看到这件事情，他们并不害怕。
But when the congregation saw this event, they were not afraid.
因为他们当时候被可拉所带领这群人已经弄瞎了他们的心眼。
Because the people were blinded by the rebellions of Korah.
他们即使看到了神这个神迹啊，他们还是不害怕，甚至跟神发跟摩西亚伦发怨言。
Even though they saw this miraculous sign, they still tried to complain to Moses and Aaron.
他们没有办法从这个地开口吞下他们这件事情得到教训。
They were not able to receive this warning or message by seeing this this ground open as a sign.
一直到很多人，更多人，一万多人死了之后，哎，他们才发现错了啊。
Not until about 10,000 people have died, then they realize they were wrong.
那都如果不是神的这个仆人摩西亚伦啊为他们祷告，可能更多人会死。
If it was not the intercession from Moses and Aaron, then it's very likely that more people would die from this event.
所以我们今天晚上来从民数记十六章来想想，一个背叛的心是何等的可怕。
So let us think about by reading Numbers chapter 16 to see how horrible it is for a rebellious.
这是从少数人的一个不顺服的心开始，导致整个全会众全体的背叛。
It started off from a small group of people that were rebellious, all the way to the whole congregation.
那我们会看到说，其实某一些人个人的一些行为或者是思想，真的会让整个团体败坏。
We can see that a few people's thoughts can greatly influence the whole congregation.
这个人会是谁呢
？Who is this person?
这个人有可能是你，可能是我。
This person can be you or it can be me.
我们绝对不能够轻忽我们也可能一个小小的不顺服的心。
And we should not be careless about this heart of ours that can influence others.
一个人不顺服的心可能会用很多其他的包装来把它装饰，变得冠冕堂皇。
A rebellious heart itself can be clothed with a very beautiful image on the outside.
一个不顺服的心可能发生在孩子的身上，小朋友的身上。
A rebellious heart can be seen in a little a child.
也有可能在成人，我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
Or it can be seen in an adult or in any of our members.
甚至可能在神的工人的身上。
Or it can also be seen in the workers of God.
但是不管在谁身上，最后这个心都会导致败坏。
No matter who has this rebellious heart, at the end, it will perish.
一个孩子如果从小他就是不顺服
，for a child, if he or she is not obedient,
他长大一定会有更大的背叛。
When he grows up, then he will for sure have a more severe rebellion.
不但会违抗父母，甚至会违背神，会背叛教会。
He will disobey his parents, God, and also a church.
那一个工人如果有不顺服的心
，for a worker that does not have a obedient heart,
最后一定会对神有意见。
At the end, he will have opinions about God.
也会不能够顺服神的命令。
And he will not obey God's commandments.
最后会让整个会众全体受亏损。
And so at the end, it will bring
自己会被神弃绝。
He will be released or forsake by the Lord.
那跟随的人也会跟着受亏损。
And those who follow him will also
所以会受亏损。
It will be
就是会遇到灾殃了。
And they will also be perished.
所以 我们看这个民数记里面十六章留下一个非常值得警惕的事件。
So in Book of Numbers chapter 16, it records an incident that can remind us.
那我们来想想看，要怎么样来避免这样一个不顺服的心。
So let us think about how we can avoid not to have this rebellious heart.
等到阴间的门打开的时候，那个时候要后悔就来不及了。
Until the gate of the Hades open, and then it will be too late for us.
我们现在看民数记十六章。
Let's turn to Book of Numbers 16.
这件事情应该发生在百姓在旷野漂流的期间，就是他们已经被神说要在旷野漂流四十年才能见迦南地那一段时间里。
And this event happened during the time when God told them that they will wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们不知道他们到底在旷野走多久之后，可拉他们这一群人向摩西提出这样的挑战。
And we don't know exactly when Korah challenged Moses and Aaron during the time of this event.
但是这件事情很显然的是他们已经知道他们在最近的未来是绝对进不了迦南地的。
But we can understand that they knew that they will not be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
因为当神要他们从加利斯巴尼亚转回的时候，他们就需要在旷野流浪，直到那个不幸的世代都死亡之后，才有可能进去的，要四十年之后了。
Because they knew that Moses told them to turn around and wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and then they knew that they cannot enter anymore.
所以这个时候有很多的事情发生在一起。
So during this period, there are many things happen at the same time.
第十六章一开头说是，这是利未的曾孙哥辖的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉和流便子孙中以利亚的儿子大丹亚比兰以比勒的儿子安。
Verse 1, Korah, son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and certain Reubenites, Dathan and Abiram, a son of Eliab, and An, son of Peleth, became insolent.
这几个名字，他们都有写说他们是谁的儿子啊。
And all these people, they
都有他们家谱。
There's genealogies that is written in the verse.
所以可拉其实是哥辖的孙子，他是利未支派的。
So Korah is a tribe of Levi.
那他是以斯哈的儿子，其实跟摩西的父亲是兄弟。
So Izhar is the brother of a father of Moses.
所以他跟可拉跟摩西是堂兄弟。
Therefore, Korah and Moses, they are cousins.
是 first cousin 啊。
They're first cousins.
好，那流便支派里面，这个以利亚这个人，他有两个儿子。
And Reubenites, Eliab has two sons, Dathan and Abiram.
好，那比勒他的一个儿子安。
And also An, son of Peleth.
他们，你看，其实大丹、亚比兰跟安三个人应该都是流便支派的。
And so Dathan, Abiram, and An, they are all a tribe of Reuben.
他们这几个人的父母亲一定，当时候如果在活着的时候，一定看得吓坏了。
And if their parents were alive, then they must be, really scared.
但是他们怎么教出这样一个孩子，其实也是一个问题。
How did they raise up, children like this? And itself is also a problem.
这几个人第二节说，他们带了以色列会中的250个首领。这些人都是有名望显入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来。
Verse 3 says, and they rose up against Moses. With them were 250 Israelite men, well-known community leaders who have been appointed as members of the council.
所以他们现在联合起来要来在摩西面前就是当着摩西的面起来挑战他。
So they gathered together as one group and tried to challenge.
这是经过一段时间的运作的，这个绝对不会是突然之间发生的事情。
This will not happen immediately, but this has been going on for quite some time.
第三节，他们聚集攻击摩西亚伦，说：“你们擅自专权，全会众各个既是圣洁，神也在他们中间，你们为什么至高超过神的会众呢？”
Verse 3, they came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You have gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourself above the Lord's assembly?"
我们在这里看到这几个，因为这个是起头，这个背叛的开头哈。我们看到哥辖的子孙了哈，那跟流变营。流便的后代，他们都是扎营在会幕南边的这群人。
Because this is the beginning of the rebellion, we can see that these people, they were actually, dwelling on the southern part of, the temple, the tabernacle.
在会幕的南边，会幕的帐幕的南边啊，比较靠近帐幕的，就是哥辖的子孙。
And closer to the southern part of the tabernacle, they are the children of Kohath.
那在外围更远，各支派扎营的流便营，就是在会幕南边的。
And around it is, are the tribes of Reuben that are on the southern parts.
哦，所以看起来他们这个本来住的地方都在一起啊。
So we can
比较靠近啊。
We can see that they.Dwell closer to each other.
Oh, so now they are like the northern people united.
So the southern region, the whole congregation, they gather together as one.
又去找了250个首领，都是有名望的。
And then they also find 250 well-known community leaders.
那他们现在。在摩西面前哦，当着他的面哦，起来这样说的。
And in front of Moses, they rose up against him.
他说：“你们擅自专权。
”You have gone too far.
哦，那全会众个个都是圣洁的。
The whole community is holy.
啊、哦，这个事实啊，没有错啊。
This is indeed a fact.
啊、哦，因为如果不圣洁的就被叫出去营外了嘛。
Because if anyone who is not holy, he will be.Call out of the tent.
神的目的就是要建立一个圣洁的国度。
God's purpose is to establish a holy nation.
所以神的百姓本来就应该圣洁的。
Therefore, God's people should be holy.
然后神也在他们当中。
And God is also among them.
这也是一个事实。
This is also a fact.
因为会幕在百姓当中，那个云彩停在会幕上。
Because the pillar of clouds is residing on the top of the tabernacle.
好了，那接下来他们讲一句话：你们为什么至高超过神的会众呢
？Why then do you set yourself above the Lord?
那这个
the Lord's assembly.
那这件事情就不对了吧
？And this is wrong actually.
因为这个不是摩西亚伦他们至高的问题。
This is not about the problem that.Moses and Aaron set themselves above others.
摩西亚伦是神自己选的人。
And because Moses and Aaron were chosen by the Lord.
神选谁要来做带领人，跟这一群圣洁的会众是两件事。
Whoever God chooses to lead the people is a separate matter that the whole nation is holy.
他们当时候其实挑战的是神拣选的主权。
The challenge that we're trying to carry out is that the authority of leading the people.
他们现在攻击摩西亚伦的时候，你看，现在因为他们是站在摩西的面前嘛，哈，所以摩西接下去第四节说，听见这话他就伏在地了。
So when they attack Moses and Aaron in front of them, we can see in verse 4 that Moses, when he heard this, he fell face down.
我们看到摩西这个动作，就知道其实摩西已经知道他们的企图在哪里了。
And when we see Moses' action, we can tell that Moses already knew, what their intent is.
摩西的动作已经在说明他是一个多么谦卑的人。
His action can tell us how humble Moses is.
他并没有去跟他们讲什么。
He did not say anything else.
因为摩西一听他们的话，就知道他们真正所要挑战的是祭司，他们所要的是祭司的职任。
And when he heard their challenge, he knew that, they want to become a priest as well.
哦，因为在他们的口中里面，他提出说会众各个都是圣洁的。
Because from what they have said, saying that everybody is holy.
意思就是说，人人都有资格做祭司才对啊。
Meaning that every person have the right to become a priest.
哦，那既然有神的，所以不应该只是亚伦的后代啊。
So it should not be just the descendants of Aaron.
那现在又有神在他们当中啊。
And now we also have the guidance of the Lord.
那就是神直接带领我们，神是领导人。
God is the leader who directly guide us.
那这样子还需要这个摩西吗？
So is there a need for Moses and Aaron to lead us?
为什么你们专权？为什么你们至高？
Why do you set yourself above others?
那我们看到，其实这一群起来挑战摩西的人，他们是两个系统。
So we can see that those people who challenge Moses and Aaron, they have two systems.
一个是可拉领导的这些利未人啊。
And the first system is the Levites.
有一群人啊，一群人。
The first group of people are guided by the Levite tribe.
哦，所以可拉就是利未人，他本来就在会幕服事的。
So Korah, he originally were serving. In the tabernacle.
那另外大丹亚比兰他们是流便支派，他们不是利未人，所以他们带了250个首领啊，这个都是有名望的。这是另外一个好像是行政系统。
Dathan and Abiram because they were Reubenites and therefore, they brought also the 250 people, as a administrative leaders, to challenge Moses.
他们当时候。其实心里在想什么，摩西是知道的。
So what they think about in their hearts, Moses already knew about.
所以你看，摩西他在第十二章的地方哈，被圣经特别说他是世界上最谦和的人。
So in chapter 12, Bible mentioned that Moses is the most humble person.
第十二章的第三节，摩西之前已经经历过。米利安跟亚伦来毁谤他这件事情了。
And so prior to chapter 12, he already went through the mocking from Aaron and Miriam.
那时候摩西一句话都没有讲。
And during that time, Moses did not speak of one thing.
那神替摩西讲话。
And God actually.Talk on behalf of Moses.
所以特别就有个注解说摩西很谦卑，超过世上的众人。
And so there's a note saying that now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else in the face of the earth.
我们就看到真的谦卑是面对有些人的挑战或者是指控的时候，他不会去为自己伸冤，不会去理论，然后去回嘴，然后去。
And so for a person who is very humble when he faces obstacles or challenges, he will not try to fight back. He humbled himself in front of the Lord.
那在民数记十六章，我们看到摩西遇到这样的一个背叛的场面的时候，他通常都是用俯伏在神面前来表达。
So when,
他的回应都是这样子。
So whenever he faced any rebellions, what he usually do is he would fell face down in front of the Lord.
那我们看到摩西哈，他真的是一个平静安稳的人。
And we can see that Moses is a person with that has peace in his heart.
他其实知道可拉他们所要求的是什么，企图是哪是什么。
Because he knew what Korah is seeking for.
我们看到摩西做一个领导人，他真的是有神的心。
As a leader, Moses indeed has a heart of God.
第五节，他对可拉跟他一党人说：“他说到了早晨，神就会指示谁是属他的了，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他。他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他。”
Verse 5, then he said to Korah and all his followers, in the morning the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy, and he will have that person come near him. The man he chooses, he will cause to come near him.
所以这个时候你看摩西他的做法就是他把这个事情把他引到神那边去，他说神自己 会指示到底谁才是他所拣选要来服侍他的人。
So his action is that he will bring this matter in front of the Lord and let God himself to decide who will serve him.
他这个时候你看摩西其实我们如果看第十节就知道说 他其实知道这些可拉的人是要求祭司的职任。
So if we read verse 10, we can understand that Moses knew that they are seeking for a status of being a priest.
第十节，神又使你和你一切弟兄利未的子孙一同亲近他，这岂为小事吗？你们还求祭司的职任吗？
Verse 10, he has brought you and all your fellow Levites near himself, but now you are trying to get the priesthood too.
所以我们看到摩西，他跟神面对面，他真的，他有属灵的洞察力，他知道这些人到底是要求什么的。
So when Moses was with God face to face, he knew what these people were asking for.
因为有时候我们需要有智慧。
So we need to have wisdom.
真的有些事情，有些人所做的只是表面性的。
Sometimes what
是包装的。
What people do, they only do it on superficially.
他们背后有一个动机，有一个企图。
In behind it, they have a purpose.
这个时候，摩西一眼望穿，他就知道。
At this time, Moses, he was able to realize what they need.
他现在用一个很平静的心去跟他们说，这个其实神会指示，神会告诉我们谁才是他选的。
He replied them with a peaceful mind that God will decide who he to choose.
然后呢，第六节，你看。摩西给可拉说：“你们要这样行哦，你和你的一党哦，拿香炉来，明天在神面前把火盛在炉中，把香放在上面，神拣选谁就是圣洁啊。”他是这样建议的。
And so in verse 6, Moses suggests to Korah that all the followers are to do this. Take censers and tomorrow put fire and incense in them before the Lord. The man the Lord chooses.Will be the one who is holy.
现在反过来，摩西说：“你们这立位的子孙是擅自专权的。”
And so instead, he tell Korah that you Levites have gone too far.
也就是说，他用他们的话，他们控告摩西的话，摩西用他来回他们，让他们想想看。
So he used the same phrase that Korah challenged Moses and challenged him back.
因为这个时候，其实这些可拉的人，他们很知道。这个在会幕服事的时候的规矩的。
People of Korah, they actually know the rules serving in the Lord.
所以在这个时候，我想摩西一定马上会想起来，当初亚伦的两个儿子是怎么拿那个香炉献上燔火的时候，当场被神击杀的那过去那件事情。
And so Moses should immediately think about how Moses' two sons were trying to
亚伦的两个儿子。
Aaron's two sons that were trying to give offerings and were struck down by the Lord because.
其实那个时候摩西就知道他们的结果会是什么了。
And they would know that what kind of result they would have.
摩西知道的。
Moses would know.
他们这些人还不知道。
These people still do not know.
他们那时候还没有把亚伦两个儿子献燔火这件事情把它连在一起的。
They still did not connect the incident of Aaron's two sons being struck down.
所以我们看到的是，当一个人有背叛的心的时候，他其实会很容易忘记神以前所行过的事。
So when a person who has a rebellious heart, he would forget about what God had done for them.
他们不会去从历史学到教训的。
They will not learn any lesson from history.
因为他的心是背叛神，不是背叛摩西。
Because their hearts were rebellious against God, not against Moses.
所以就把神的作为把它轻忽，接着说这个不是我的事，是别人发生的，跟我没关系。
So they will use that incident as anything not related to themselves.
但是这个时候，你看那个摩西跟第八节啊，跟可拉说，立位的子孙呢，你们要听我说。
In verse 8, Moses also said to Korah, "Now listen, you Levites."
这是摩西他很诚恳的劝勉。
And in here, Moses tried to encourage the Levites.
他在强调说，其实神选择你们代替以色列会众来亲近他，这是一件大事。
And he wanted to encourage him that God choose the tribe of Levites to serve him. In fact, it is a great thing.
第十节那里说，第十节那里说，那个神让你们可以立位子孙一同来亲近他，这是小事吗？就是说，这难道还不够吗？意思是这样。
In verse 10, he has brought you and all you fellow Levites near himself. Is this not enough?
意思就是说，其实神给立位的子孙，特别是歌侠的这个的后代，有特殊的恩典。
And to Levites, especially the people of Kohath, and they have a special arrangements from the Lord.
歌侠的后代跟其他米拿利跟格顺的后代，那个他们所做的工作不一样。
And their work is different from other Levites.
哦，因为歌侠的子孙要扛会幕里面的这些器具。
Because the children of Kohath will need to carry the the equipments within the tabernacle.
里面的 items, 像
the items.
像陈设桌，像灯台，像香坛，这些通通都是歌侠子孙在抬的。
For example, the table of showbreads and the lampstands, they will have to carry them.
一开始的时候，你看那个月柜也是他们在抬啊。
At the beginning, they also carry the Ark of Covenant.
但是他们就是跟祭司差一步。
But they are slightly different from priests.
所以这样，他们在这个服事的过程当中，哎，这个做久了之后，就会觉得说，这件事情为什么只有祭司可以做，为什么我们不可以做
？So in their servitude, when they have done this for a long time, they would think that why would only priests can do certain things?
所以其实他们摩西看出他们的心，说，你们还要求祭司的职任吗？
And so he asked, so Moses asked them, "Do you still seek for the priesthood?"
其实他们是嫉妒祭司所能够做的事。
In fact, they were envious of what priests can do.
他们觉得说神没有让他们做这件事情是觉得很不公平、愤愤不平的。
They feel it's unfair that God can only give all these tasks to priests.
所以我们就看到一个人他不会懂得去看到神的安排的时候，其实很容易就会逾越他应该扮演的角色。
So when a person cannot see God's arrangement for him, then he would lose his own character.
背叛的心从哪里来呢？
Where is this rebellious heart come from?
其实去觉得说神的安排不够好。
Because they will think that God's arrangement is not good enough.
为什么神只有指定这些人这样可以做？
Why does God only choose certain people to do certain things? Why can't I do it?
所以其实我们会看到，当一个人他会挑战神的权威的时候
，When a person challenges the authority of God,
通常就会问神为什么不可以这样子，不可以那样子。
He will ask why I cannot do this, why I cannot do certain things.
我们有时候其实，在读圣经的时候，我们也会发出同样的疑问。我们要读圣经的时候
，So when we read the Bible, sometimes we would also have the same question.
我们要很小心这个不愿意顺服神的心呢、啊。
We need to be very careful not to have this.
这件事情不会只发生在可拉的后代身上。
This incident will not just happen to the children of Korah.
这个背叛的心很有可能发生在我们弟兄姐妹每一个人身上。
This rebellious heart can happen to any of us.
比如说我们在读圣经的时候
，For example, when we read the Bible,
我们有时候会读到圣经说，哎，这个我不懂。
We sometimes would see that certain things we do not understand when we read it.
我们有时候会想说，为什么神不要这样子
？We would think that why does God not do this?
我们会提出很多的问题的。
We would raise many questions.
如果这样不是更好吗
？Is it not better if he does this?
但是这个时候，其实我们已经变成在 好像我们是在检查圣经到底合不合理。
And in fact, this becomes becomes that we would verify and check the righteousness of the Bible.
其实圣经它是在要让我们检查我们自己的心。
Bible is is for us to check our own hearts.
所以希伯来书第四章十二节。
So in Hebrews chapter 4,
他提到这个神的道是要刺入我们的心思意念。
And it says that the words of God is to pierce through our hearts.
神的道是活泼有功效的。
And the words of God is lively and there is effect.
他要来检查我们的思想，我们的心意。
And he would check our own thoughts and our minds.
是神的话来检查我们自己的。
It's God's word that would check our hearts.
不可以反过来去认为我们的看法，说这个圣经这样讲合不合理。
It is instead we should not think that whether the Bible makes sense or not.
如果圣经有一些道理我们不明白的，我们一定要把它先放在旁边。
If we do not understand certain passage in the Bible, then we need to put it aside.
承认说这个我们有限，我们需要圣灵的帮助，我们需要祷告，然后才能够明白神的话语。
Recognize that we are limited, we need the help from the Holy Spirit, and that we should pray more in order to understand.
但是不可以反过来去认为说这个圣经不可靠。
And we should not reverse it, saying that this Bible is not
挑战神说神怎么会这样子。
And challenge God that how can God do this?
特别我们在读旧约圣经的时候，一定会发现这个问题。
Especially when we read the Old Testament, we will face this question.
我们会觉得说，哇，神好残忍。
We would see that God is very cruel.
哦，怎么一个人他安息日剪裁就要全会众把他用石头打死？
How can a person try to collect some woods on Sabbath day and everybody needs to stone him to death?
一点都不讲情，不讲情理。
And there is no sympathy.
哇，神怎么这么严厉？
How can God be so cruel?
这样的神还能信吗？
What kind of God is this?
所以有时候我们会反过来用我们的理解去想说，哎，这样子好像不太合理啊。
If we use our understanding, then we might think that this is not reasonable.
其实这个时候我们会生出不服圣经的心了。
And then we will develop this rebellious heart.
我们会看不出圣经里面告诉我们的道理。
Will not be able to see the message within the Bible.
就好像这可拉这些人，他们已经忘记当初亚伦的两个儿子是怎么死的。
Just like people of Korah, they forgot how Aaron's two sons died earlier.
所以这个时候，你看摩西跟他们提醒说：“诶，你们要想想看啊。”
And so when Moses tried to remind them that you need to think about,
你们现在所攻击的是谁呢？
Who are you attacking?
第十一节，你和你一党人聚集的是要攻击神，亚伦算什么？你们竟向他发怨言呢？
Verse 11, it is against the Lord that you and all your followers have banded together. Who is Aaron that you should grumble against him?
所以其实你看，他们当时候一开始的时候，他们是在摩西面前起来攻击他哈。
So in the beginning, they raise up in front of Moses to challenge him.
但他们真正的对象是亚伦。
But their true person that they want to face is Aaron.
哦，所以你们向他发怨言呢？像你们向神，其实你们是在攻击神呢。
And in fact, you are challenging against God.
哦，那所以当时候哈，看起来是可拉带这一群人呢，到摩西面前，到会幕那边去的。但是大丹、亚比兰，另外那些人呢，是在帐篷那里的。
So it looks like the people of Korah challenged Moses, and the people of Dathan and Abiram they were at the other area.
在那个营他们的帐篷那里。
They were inside their tents.
当时候摩西要去叫他们来哈。到会幕门口要把这个话讲给他们听。
When Moses tried to gather them together to have a speech with them,
结果他们说他们拒绝，他们不上去。
And they refused to go up.
你看第十三节这里他们说
，Verse 13 it says,
你将我们从流奶与蜜之地领上来，要在旷野杀我们，这岂为小事？你还要自立为王，辖管我们吗
？Isn't it enough that you have brought us up out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the desert. And now you also want to lord it over us.
你看，他们把埃及当作牛奶隐秘的地方。
They treat Egypt as a land flowing with milk and honey.
他们认为在旷野所发生的事情是摩西造成的。
They believe what happened to them on the desert is because of Moses.
十四节说，你没有将我们领到那流奶隐秘之地，也没有把田地和葡萄园给我们为业啊？难道你要剜这些人的眼睛吗？我们不上去。
14. Moreover, you haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you gouge out the eyes of these men? No, we will not come.
你看他们讲的这些话真的是、哦、非常非常恶毒、哦、
And so, what they say is very poisonous.
真的都是箭头都指向摩西。
And every harsh words are against Moses.
好像摩西是一个非常独断、非常很霸道的人。
And sounds like Moses is an evil man.、
啊、这些话你说让摩西听了第十五节，他甚发怒，气死了。
So when Moses heard this in 15, he became very angry.
但这个时候，你看，如果我们听到人这样子冤枉我们，你看我们会有什么反应呢
？So when people falsely accuse us, what will we do?
通常我们如果能够忍得下来，可能少数了。
And I would think that not many people are able to bear.
这个时候，摩西甚发怒的时候，他不是去对跟他们理论，他是反过来去跟神说的。
So when Moses heard their complaints, he turned to God.
他跟神说，求神做什么做什么。
He asked God to do this and do that.
他跟神说，我实在是真的没有做过什么亏心的事情。
He told God, I have done nothing wrong.
那这个就是我们看到这个谦和谦卑的一个表现了。
And this is an act of being humble.
你看，当面对那些要背叛他的人，他伏在神面前。
And to face those who are against him, he fell face down.
他反过来给他诚心的劝勉。
He tried to encourage them.
给他们时间，给他们机会去想想，能够有可以改变。
He gave them time and opportunity for them to think about.
他把这些他们所要求的交给神来决定。
And bring this request in front of the Lord.
然后当他真的是被冤枉的时候，很发怒的时候，他是跟神说。
When he was falsely accused and he was angry.He told God.
所以我们就看到说，真正的谦卑哈，他就是会很谨守他自己的情绪。
And so when a person is humble, he would manage his own temper and emotion.
然后他会知道说，哎，不能够用嘴巴哈来得罪神呢。
And he know that he should not use his mouth to sin against God.
好，所以呢，你看。这个时候，摩西就再跟他们强调说：“明天你们带香炉来，站在神面前吧。”
And so at this time, Moses said to them, "Tomorrow you should censer and bring incense in front of the Lord."
好，隔天清晨，你看可拉第十九节召聚全会众到会幕门前来。
And so verse 19, when Korah gathered all his followers in opposition to them at the entrance of the tent,
要攻击摩西亚伦。
And they try to go against Moses and Aaron.
他们执迷不悟啊。
And they were hopeless.
他们不愿意改变。
They did not try to change.
其实摩西给他们前一天给他们的劝勉，他们都没有听进去的。
So all the encouragement Moses gave them earlier, they did not listen.
好，所以现在神的荣光向会众显现了。
So the light of God shone upon them.
那神说。你们离开这会中，我在转眼之间就要把他灭绝。
Flee away from this congregation, and I will destroy them.
但是这个时候，再一次，第二次，摩西亚伦匍匐在神面前。
But Moses and Aaron fell face down once again.
替他们祷告。
And pray for them.
他说：“神，万人之灵的神啊，一人犯罪，你就要向全会众发怒吗
？”O God, God of the spirit of all mankind, will you be angry with the entire assembly when only one man sins?
你看摩西的祷告，神听了。
So the prayer of Moses, God listened.
24节，神跟摩西说：“吩咐会众离开大可拉、大丹、亚比兰的帐篷，四围。”
So verse 24, God says to the assembly, move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.
好，现在摩西起来，他说就往那个大丹亚比兰的帐篷去了。
And so Moses got up and went to Dathan and Abiram.
现在特别说以色列的长老也随着他去。
And here especially mentioned, the elders of Israel also followed him.
这个时候，这个七十个长老才是神正式立的摩西的帮手。
And these 70 elders were,
有神的灵在他们身上的。
Were effectively, were being called, and there is the spirit of God.
是众人所承认的，要来管理百姓的工作的人。
And these people are recognized by the congregation.
现在这些长老跟摩西、亚伦就到这个大丹亚比兰的帐篷那边去了。
So the elders and Moses went to Dathan and Abram's tent.
那在这个时候，你看摩西跟他们在最后讲一次话。
So lastly, Moses tried to speak to them again.
他提到说，这是神要做一件新事，只要使地开口。
He mentioned one thing that this one new thing that God would open a mouth from the ground.
他说。当这些人活活的坠落阴间的时候，你们就明白这些人是藐视神的。
And when these people are being swallowed by the ground, then you will know that God, these people have treated the Lord with contempt.
所以我们就看到说，在这个整个事件里面呢，这个神啊，特别用这个新奇的事情，让我们得到警惕。
So from this incident, we can see that God used this new thing to remind us.
所以这些人的死跟一般人不一样的。
So the death of these people are different from others.
真的就像那个阴间的门打开一样。
Just like the gate of the Hades open.
打开之后再把它关起来。
And when he opened it and closed it again, and they were not able to come out, and they indeed were destroyed.
当摩西讲完这些话。他说：“他们脚下的地就开口。”
After Moses finished saying, and the ground under them split apart.
然后属他们的人丁财物就都被吞下去了。
And those who and things that belong to them were swallowed.
然后呢，第三十五节就说：“有火从神那里出来，把那250个首领献向那些人都把它烧了。”
And verse 35, and fire came out from the Lord and consumed 250 men who were offering the incense.
我们就看到，这个就是背叛的人他最后的结局。
And we can see that this is a result of the rebellious people.
那火是从神面前出来烧死他们，跟亚伦两个儿子他们献燔火的时候的死是一样的。
And fire came out from the Lord, and this is the same way how Aaron's two sons died.
因为他们做了他们不该做的事。
Because they have done something that they should not have done.
但大丹亚比兰他们是被地开口把它吃的。
Dathan and Abiram they were eaten by the ground.
就是他们不敬畏神，他们事实上是藐视神的哈。圣经特别说他们是藐视神的。
They rebel against God and then they did not fear God.
所以藐视神就是他不愿意顺服神的权柄。
They did not want to obey God's commandments.
他们同样的藐视神所拣选的人。
And they also rebelled against the people that were chosen by the Lord.
那这件事情让我们看到，在今天我们的教会生活当中是很重要的提醒。
So this is a great reminder for all of us.
我们记得主耶稣曾经讲过一句话。
We remember one thing that Jesus had mentioned.
我们看马太福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十六章十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄或者门呢，不能够胜过它。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
这个是你看，当时候彼得他认识主耶稣基督的身份的时候，主耶稣特别提出来的。
And this is when Peter recognized the status of Lord Jesus, and Jesus replied to him.
也在让我们知道说，那个主耶稣基督所 的救恩计划要建设教会。
This also prophesies that that Jesus will establish church.
要把教会建造耶稣基督在基督的磐石上。教会要建在基督耶稣的磐石上。
That church will be built on top of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是房角石。
And so Jesus is the foundation.
那阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
And the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
所以基督他是掌握这个生死的权柄的。
So Christ has authority over life and death.
同样，今天主耶稣基督把这个让一个赦罪流血的权柄给了教会。
At the same time, Lord Jesus also gave this authority to those who believe.
好，这里的权柄，它其实意思就是门的意思。
And this authority is mentioning as the gate.
所以我们就看到在可拉的背叛里面呢。
So in the rebellions of Korah,
他们一个不愿意顺服神的心，最后就让这个死亡的门打开。
For a disobedient heart that triggered the mouth of the ground to open.
我们今天看到这样一个历史。
And today, when we see this history,
我们一定要想到我们要怎么样来顺服神。
We need to think about how we can how we can obey God.
要怎样从圣经里面得到教训。
How we can receive the message and the lessons
from the Bible. 要想到神在这些人身上所做过的事。
We need to think about the incidents that happened in the past.
我们如果能够顺服神。
If we can obey God.
其实我们就可以彼此顺服，在教会里面能够看到每一个人在神在他们身上所要成就的事情。
Then we were able to follow one another and see the things that God would entrust to us.
今天我们在教会里面已经，我们每个人都是祭司的身份了。
Today we all have the status of being priests.
但是在教会里面仍然设立了不同的工作职分嘛。
But within the church there are still different tasks.
为了要建设教会，为了要让这个身体能够成全完备。
In order to establish the church and to have this completion of the church.
所以我们用一个顺服神的心，能够在教会里面彼此顺服。
So we have this heart of obedience, and so that we can submit one another.
能够顺服教会里面的权柄。
And we can submit into the authority of the church.
能够愿意让我们可以能够得到神的喜悦。
And so that at the end we can receive the and please by the Lord.
因为顺服的心是会得喜悦的。
Because the heart of obedience will be pleased by the Lord.
主耶稣基督留下一个最好的榜样。
And Lord Jesus Christ, He give us a good example.
他顺服天父一直到死。
He obeyed God until death.
最后你看神就把天上地下所有的权柄都给耶稣基督。
And so at the end, God gave all the authority on earth over to Lord Jesus.
但是你反过来看撒旦。
On the other hand, if we look at Satan,
一开头他就是违背神的，背叛神的。
At the beginning, he disobeyed God.
然后最后就是灭亡。
And at the end, he was destroyed.
我们就看到在可拉的事件里面同样的事情。
So in the same incident, when we look at the incident of the incident of Korah.
那我们一起来效法主耶稣基督的顺服。
And let us all learn the obedience of Lord Jesus.
记住可拉背叛的这个下场。
And to remember the result of the rebellion of Korah.
一起来跟主耶稣来走这条天国路。
And so that we can all walk.
我们最后也能够进到这个永生的门里，而不是阴间的门。
So that we can enter into this heavenly gate instead of the gate of Hades.
一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn
107首。
107.